Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well-known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Hour number three on a Magic City Monday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. And we're brought to you, as always, by Discover Card. So if you're a valued customer of Discover, they believe in giving out simple gestures of appreciation every now and again. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match limitations. Do apply. Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, Bally Sports NBA insider, will join us at the bottom of the hour again to talk Nets and Kyrie.
You know, I know him, B.
Yes, Robinson. I met him. He was 12. I believe he was 12 years old. And he was in the Nets locker room back when I covered them.
That's
Harry
crazy.
Kittles was on the team. Keith Van Horn.
What's he doing in the locker room? Kendall Gill,
Jason Williams. He was like a young journalist. Like he was in some program or
right.
Maybe won a contest or something.
That's awesome.
Where he was in there and I met him and I've known him ever since. Doesn't live far from me.
Let me tell you this good real kid. Quick. A Yankee update, Chris. So it's 5-3 now in the fifth. And Giancarlo Stanton, Chris, is 5 for his last 43, which people haven't noticed
because the Yankees are winning for a while.
Yeah, so he's kind of. But here's why we also don't notice the 5 for 43.
You know what he's batting now?
245, wow. Something like that. But all five hits are home runs. Is that crazy? He's 5 for 40 his last 43, all five hits. Home
How
runs.
Is he got on the season?
18. He's having a good year home run wise. Yeah, he's got to get that average up
to
about 280.
Well, that's all a lot of these guys care about.
Yeah. No, he's got 18. He's got 18 home runs. That's a pretty good number.
Right.
He could hit 40 this year.
You saw your boy Bryce got hurt. Bryce Harper. He was having a great
year. He's playing great. You know, he won the MVP last year because Tatis got hurt.
He was doing his thing.
Yeah.
Sad to see him go down. All right, Rob, we started out the show, and it's the biggest story of the day. Kyrie Irving is going to opt into his deal. And remember, Rob, I was saying, and I'm not, this is not, you know, there are times we toot our own horns. You know, we do that on this show. We have fun. I do it on TV with Nick Wright and Kevin Wiles and Jenna Wolf having fun. But I'm not even saying this to toot my own horn. I'm just saying I always thought, Rob, if I was the Nets, the best option was for Kyrie, like, to opt in. Remember, and I was saying, if I were them, I'd sit down with him, try to meet with him and say, look, you should opt into your deal because we're not going to give you a long-term deal. Now, let's go ball. This season was jacked up. It wasn't all your fault. Yeah, you didn't get vaccinated, but that's your personal belief. We happen to be in one of the states where, you know, one of the few where you couldn't play. So, you know, we'll let that go. But let's go have a real year, win a championship, and then after that, or at least compete, contend for a championship.
Right, then we'll talk, sit
and
down and talk.
After that, then no doubt, we want you. We know you're great.
We signed you. But we got you.
Absolutely. And so I think this is great for them. But, Rob, I'm going to throw this out too. I don't think the Nets – now, Kyrie's obviously been humbled. I don't care what kind of smile he puts on, how he laughs about it, what kind of tweets he puts out and phrases and statements and all that stuff. He's clearly been humbled, okay? But if I'm the Nets, Rob, I don't want to bury Kyrie. I'm talking about his spirits. Right, I don't want this to be. I wanted something. If I'm them, that would feel like a win-win, because I want Kyrie in a good mindset. I want him feeling good about himself and feeling good about our team and our organization. Now, maybe that's not all possible, but that's what I want. And so, I don't. You know, don't stick out your chest. And I know they. I'm not saying they will, but. You know, just don't embarrass Kyrie.
Nah, I think they understood. Just, they won. You know, you don't need to do right. that, Chris. You won, and he's coming back, and you put it together, and Joe Harris, and if everybody's healthy, you give it a shot. Like, you give it a shot.
And I think the reason you don't want to do that is because, as you said, you want to have your best year that you've had since he and KD have been with the team.
Right. They
this is what I want to throw out to you, Rob. How do you think Kyrie will play? You think he'll be ticked off? You think he'll be, you know, is he in good spirits to come out and do his thing? Or even if he's ticked off, maybe he'll play great if he's ticked off. I don't know, but what do you think?
I think he'll play fine. You know, like his, if he wants to continue to play basketball and he's not retiring or whatever, there's a lot to be earned this year. I mean, to make your name better, to clean up what's been going on, Chris, to have people talk about you. He's taking his lumps. How many lumps of sugar are you going to take? Nike dropped you. You didn't make the top 75 list. Damian Lillard made it. I mean, like, how many lumps, Chris, do you want?
Nobody wanted you.
Nobody wanted you. Here it is.
Desperate Lakers.
Exactly, and they wanted you for $6 million. So I mean, you got to at some point look and go, what is going on here? What am I doing? I'm one of the all time great players in the NBA. I was on a team and had a big shot in a big game when we came back from 3-1, the first time ever done in the NBA history. There's a lot there left on the bone, but he has to correct it. And make people remember what a great player he is and stop with all the other stuff. Nike dropped you for a reason, Chris. You remember right. we talked about it before when he told people not to buy the sneaker?
How do you, I mean, what do you think?
We both said it. We're like, dude, that's if I'm Nike, I'm pissed. And remember, he apologized
right.
the
and
next day.
Right, so. Absolutely.
You can't do business like that.
I mean,
that.
I get it. You don't like the sneaker. Call them up. Chew them out.
But
give
you
them a
can't
piece
tell
of your
people
mind.
Not to
right.
buy the sneaker.
What are you doing? Yeah, and to be honest, Rob, I mean,
Chris, that
I
would be like
exactly
me and,
what those
that would be like me and you being on the Odd Couple saying, don't listen to the show.
Right.
You know, like, what would Fox Sports Radio do?
Right. And Rob, Kyrie had a good thing going with Nike. Because his shoes, Rob,
his shoe was doing
well. I think they were the hottest selling sneakers of the current players. Is that true, Rob G? I mean, Jordan obviously dominates.
I think you're right. I think his was better than LeBron's, weren't they?
Yeah. I think his shoes looked sharp.
I know it was definitely in the top two or three. It could be number one. I have to look it up. But
they were up
amongst current players, those in the Paul Georges were easily the most worn by current players because they're actually good to play in, unlike the LeBrons.
LeBrons are too bulky, right?
Yeah, they're
and
heavy.
Too heavy.
He's so big. Right. 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 Although Rob G loves sporting the ones I gave him. Anyway,
so Rob G, I want you to notice the way he
I
says,
gave him purple and gold ones, Rob. Laker colors. I personalized mine.
Yeah, but Rob G, the difference between me and Chris is he said the pair that I gave Rob G, and you know what word I would use?
They hadn't been worn.
The Jordans that I bought. No, somebody probably gave him the sneakers, and he just it was a you know, like a hand-me-down gift. I actually went out and
gift.
What do they call it? A re-gift? Chris is a re-gifter.
With those Jordans you sent me,
Chris
don't
is
even
a re-gifter.
Those Jordash sneakers you sent me to pawn off his Jordans.
Hey, and Rob G and Alex and Elijah, y'all all got Jordans that I paid cash money for. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? If you guys are going to keep arguing about this kind of stuff, me and Alex are going to start expecting them every couple of weeks.
Rob paid all the work Rob has Elijah do for him. He paid him in a pair of Jordans.
No, it's not.
So it wasn't even like
I pay Elijah cash.
30 pair of Jordans for all that work he did for you.
He does. He does great work for me, but I pay Elijah.
Rob's gonna add it to the MLB bro financial,
right,
so we can write it off in taxes.
Hey, hey, Rob G, I got a staff of 34 at MLB.
You mean 35 with Elijah?
Yeah, okay. And I'm waiting for Alex to break the color barrier, but that's another story.
I'm going to say this, Rob, as we get back to Kyrie. Kyrie, and look, you never know with him. He's got to understand, Rob, the best, even if he is ticked off with the Nets, even if his thinking is, man, I am so out of here next summer. I can't wait to get out of here, man. They did me wrong. I brought KD here, you know. It's my personal decision not to get vaccinated, you know, and they holding that against whatever he's thinking. Even if that's the case for Kyrie, brother, the best thing for you to do, whether you want to stay with the Nets going forward or you want to get out of Dodge as soon as you can after next season, the best thing for you to do is go out and ball. I mean, in a way, we know you can shake everybody in the league up. You can dazzle us with your handle, with your finishing ability. You need to ball in a way that's going to get y'all wins. That's the best thing you can do.
That's all he has to do, Chris. People will forget about all that other nonsense and say.
And even Rob, if he wants to leave, how you going to do it?
No, I agree.
You go out there and play great. You be committed all year. And then those teams that you put on your wish list, maybe they'll want you. There's going to be a lot of teams with cap room next year. Better teams than this year.
Right.
So he's got to go out and just play ball. And Rob, I don't know if you know this. And I'm sure this played into the Nets thinking as well and why they were so bold and brazen with Kyrie. Rob, their record with Kyrie Irving this year was 14-15. Without him, it was 30-23.
Wow.
And, okay, small sample size, some might say. Disjointed season, he's in and out of the line. Cool, that works. But over the 3 years, Rob, that Kyrie's been there, they have won 56% of the games in which he played. And 56% of the games in which he did not play.
That's an unbelievable stat right there.
I mean, we all know he's great, but it hasn't translated to winning anywhere except when he was next to LeBron James. That's it. Cleveland before LeBron, Boston, Brooklyn. And so that just bolsters my point that Kyrie needs to go out there and get busy. B-I-Z-Z-Y.
What All school right. did you graduate from?
Southwest Connecticut School of the Arts Tech. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think Kyrie's going to be ticked off with this situation? And how do you think he's going to play? Is he going to ball? Is he going to play great? Or is he going to sulk and have a bad year? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services, like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. How do you think Kyrie will play this year? Will he ball out or will he sulk? You'll turn to weigh in.
All right. Of course, I can't. This screen, Rob G, I have no idea. Wait a minute. I got it now. Okay. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on, my guys?
How are you?
What up, brother?
Man, I'm good, man. It's been a while since I called. So first, Rob, congratulations. A couple weeks ago on the comedy show.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm going to be doing another one.
All right. Let me know when you come to Detroit.
I don't have it set up yet. I'm planning on doing one in Detroit.
Okay.
I'm talking to them. I got a new comedy spot, Chris. And Dre, you might know they opened up a new spot next to the Fox Theater. And I've been talking to them a little bit. So we'll see if that formulates. But I'm hoping, Chris, to do one in L.A., maybe next month or the month after, but soon.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I'll be listening for it.
All right.
But I think Kyrie is going to ball, but I think he already has that buyer beware tag on him, because I think a lot of teams, especially if they listen to that dude Chris interviewed last week, Mike Lee, if they listen to him, a lot of people still not going to mess with him.
Yeah,
he
Michael
went ham
Lee
on that dude.
Definitely. He sure did.
What did he say?
But I don't think a lot of teams going to mess with him, because they, are you just playing good because and being behaving so you can get this contract, then you're going to go back to your old way? So I think he's going to kind of fall
that
under
something.
Any
front office worth its salt is going to, you know, at least think about that. There's no doubt about it.
I think that's fair, Chris. You know what I mean?
Right.
Considering what, and then, you know, like when you give somebody that kind of big money, it empowers them even more, right? Am I right or wrong?
So you're right. You know what? And that's a good point. I mean, even next summer, if he plays great, I mean, unless they win a championship,
right?
You know, if he plays great, you're right. Teams still may be like, eh, I'm not sure about
not positive.
This guy, you know.
Yeah. All right, MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What's going on, Rob and Chris? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good, brother. How you?
All right, all good. Of course, Kyrie's going to ball out, man. He's the seventh rated NBA scorer in the NBA. You got to also look at as far as the games he's played. KD is averaging 30 games in the three seasons. Kyrie's averaging 34.3 games since joining the Nets.
Well, but hold on. Stop. Keep him on. Don't hang up on him. That's not fair. You know that. KD was injured his first year, the whole season.
Right.
So come on.
Right. But, Chris, you've been killing him, especially being the professor you have been with Nick Wright. What I'm saying is, let's really look at games played. Let's not just put all this on Kyrie. Let's not just talk about this flat earth stuff. This dude can ball. He's the seventh rated.
Well, nobody doubts that. Nobody doubts how great
he is. It's not that he can't play. Right. It's that you can't count on him.
Right.
Would you admit that you can't count on him?
I'm not going to say you can't count on him. Injuries is part of the game.
It's not injuries. Nobody's beefing about the injuries.
We understand the injuries about taking time off.
Of just taking time off. And even to be honest, whether you want to, people may not want to be critical of his personal view, but so, you know, people are looking at that too, that he didn't get vaccinated.
He derailed the season. Like you could say whatever you want.
He derailed the season
for them. Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Yes,
Keep him on. We got to hear this.
Yeah,
how did he not derail the season?
Okay, when they brought in James Harden, who was playing like he was playing, and you lost all those great players that they had, even an all-star in Jared, you have to look at that, too. And let's not talk about Steve Nash.
Wait, hold on. They were great last year, 2 years ago, with Harden and Kyrie.
Yes.
And with Harden, Kyrie, and KD, they'd have as good a chance as anybody to win the East.
No doubt. If they're healthy, they would have had as much of a chance as anybody. But they weren't healthy.
They were number one in the NBA. Right. But they were number one in the NBA. We're talking about if they're healthy. We're just talking about what the record is. We can't just try to overlook it just like they were trying to do all this trades with LeBron during the slow news cycle. No. Kyrie's going to ball.
Well, okay. We got that. I mean, look, nobody's debating, Rob, how great Kyrie is. We're just saying he hasn't been available. That's the problem.
Those are facts, Chris.
You can say
whatever you want. I mean, MJ, if you like Kyrie, Chris and I think he's a great player.
We do too.
But if you're talking about as an ownership and paying guys money and all that, I'm sorry. That has to be a part of the equation Otherwise, the Nets would have rubber stamped a new deal, Chris. Why not?
No doubt.
They already signed KD. You think they want to disrupt KD and make him not
right.
want to be there?
They were willing to.
That tells you a lot right there.
Lose KD.
Yes, because they were like, we can't do this. We can't. It's bad for business, bad for the team and the other players, Chris. It's bad all the way around. Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What's going on? Happy Monday. Thanks for taking
Happy Magic
call.
City Monday, my man.
Yes, Rob. I like what I was seeing from your trip. You hit the five ballparks. You got that good stadium food. You know, the sun was shining. All positive things. You got to get away, and now you come back revitalized, you know, ready to go. And I don't think you'll take another day off until we get to the fall. I think that's how you kind of roll, you know. So very good. To the business, Rob, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So I think Kyrie eventually is going to go off the reservation as he's done all his career. But I think the Brooklyn Nets sent a clear message, clear signal. Okay, they're not having it, and I believe they are willing to bench Kyrie if and when he goes off the reservation this last year. And then no long-term max. At the end of the day, Kyrie Irving is going down the same path that Stephon Marbury once upon a time did with his extreme individualism. And the Brooklyn Nets and the NBA writ large are saying you're at your limit. Either you take a different approach and become more team-centric, team-friendly, or if you're going to continue to be that, as they say, contrarian without a cause, then you're on your way to lower contracts and eventually out of the NBA. Thanks for taking my call.
And you know what? This isn't tennis, Chris. Tennis, you're your own dog. You do whatever you play in golf.
Right.
But there is a team responsibility that factors in. I don't think it's about trying to change you or make you, there's a team. There's a team part that just, you got, what do I always say, Pat Riley? Either you're in or you're out.
Right.
I mean, that's really how it comes down.
Rob, it would really be interesting if Kyrie, had similar issues, right? It just goes AWOL for a few weeks or whatever. It'll really be interesting to see if anybody would sign him the following year.
Somebody would probably sign him,
but it'd be for a small amount of money.
Right.
Right. But you know what I mean? But like a guy that talented, he would not get nearly the offers or money he probably thinks he would. So he needs to go out and play well. All right, we got Brandon Scoop B. Robinson joining us in a moment, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and our next guest, we've known him for years when he was a little boy.
That's crazy.
Now he's done a great job, a legitimate journalist, doing a wonderful job covering the league for Bally Sports. He's their NBA insider. Our man, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. What's up, Scoop?
What up?
CB, Rob Parker, what's up?
How's you, man?
Good to have you on.
Man, it's an honor to be on with you. Chris, you know we go way back, even taking that drive to Briscoe, brother. Thank you.
Yes.
I remember going to your birthday party at the now defunct Clyde Frazier.
Did they close it?
They closed it, I heard.
They must have closed it to him. Wow.
I was there probably a year ago.
Yeah, but they might have because, recent. But I had my 50th birthday party in New York there, Chris. It was awesome. Right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Scooby, let's get to it, man. You were saying all along that you thought Kyrie was going to re-sign with the Nets. What made you so confident in that?
You got to talk to the man. And I reached out to him and got that information. I think more than anything else, just talking to him, talking to, you know, Chris' mutual friends that we have in his circle, as well as even his agent. And, you know, the issue with him was really just finding a neutral ground. Those Lakers conversations were real. But when it all came down to it, I'm going to tell you, my gut says this. One, I think sometimes you got to not burn bridges every place that you go. Cleveland didn't end well. Boston didn't end well. You don't want to have Brooklyn on your resume as that as well, specifically because you're trying to play makeshift GM and find a spot, and it's not a foregone conclusion that any of those other places are going to be able to fit to your skill set right away. And he's 30 years old. You got to gel. You know, even in that Brooklyn period, it was a time of gelling. KD wasn't there in year one, year two. KD came back. They didn't get things done. They lost to the Bucks. Year three, they lost to the Celtics. Year four, what's up? So you got to kind of gel in the Ben Simmons thing, but you also got to kind of figure things out. I feel like last year the focus was so much on the mandates from the media day all the way to when they lost to the Celtics. Like, they owe it to the fan base to get something done. And for the short term, he's opted in. Here we are.
Let me ask you about the Nets, and I love what they did. We're not going to reward you and just automatically sign you to some new big deal. You know, you haven't been available for us all the time. He has a right to do whatever he wants with the vaccination, but it really threw a monkey wrench into their whole season and a lot of things. And I think not only did the Nets, I'm sure a lot of other teams and owners in the NBA probably looked at the Nets standing their ground and saying, we're not giving in. What do you make of that, Stan?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's my understanding that although those teams were mentioned, those five to six teams were mentioned, it's my understanding that was their camp trying to see how far the media spin could take it as it relates to just the topical issues. I never thought the Knicks were a realistic player.
Right.
I only thought that the Lakers and maybe the Clippers were a player. Miami, I think, would love to have them. But, again, as I mentioned, you got to play makeshift GM and try to make that happen and still experiment. Like, when you look at championship teams, guys, you guys are experts. You guys know your work. You're older than me, but you're young, especially you, Rob, with the sneaker collection.
You know it. You know it.
He ain't that young, man. Stop.
But look. Chris, your sneaker collection's all right, too.
Mine is tight.
When you look at the years of you covering the league, the only time that I think you guys would agree on this, that you were able to put a team together and then won in year one with the Celtics in 2008.
Well, that's the only one I think that has done it in ages.
So you're gambling. Sometimes you got to stick to what you know and what's familiar rather than what's new.
Let me ask you this. Is Kyrie's attitude, is he upset with the Nets because obviously he wanted longer years? He's going to play on a one-year deal, it looks like, which still could be motivation for him to go play well. Or is he looking at this like, this is the team I'm going to be with, you know, for the duration? Or is he looking at it like a one-year trial to impress other teams and potentially leave the Nets?
I think it's all of those things, but I'm going to say something to you that's not popular opinion in media. Kyrie can't be the scapegoat for everything. And while he does play a part in the whole thing with the mandates and just making a personal decision of not playing, I also think that the Nets, from a front office and a coaching perspective, also have to look in the mirror. They've not always been honest about injuries, have not always been honest about who they were moving, and the chemistry as it relates to Steve Nash and even James Harden last year was lacking. I know a lot of times people thought it was a James Harden and Kyrie issue as far as them getting along. And I can tell you that was actually Steve Nash and James Harden, not Kyrie and James Harden. And so I think that this bump in the road and people kind of gasping for air to figure out what's next, it's a defining moment. And by defining moment, I mean this. Teams that have bumps in the road and figure those things out usually stick for the long haul. And if you think I'm lying, look at what the Boston Celtics did. Many people didn't even think that they were going to make it to the finals, let alone the playoffs. And sometimes when you have those bumps in the road and you have that level of accountability where you're playing a one-year deal and people are talking about the future of the coach and or the GM, sometimes that pressure does build a diamond. And I think that the Nets this past season were playing too comfortable. They thought it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to the finals. It don't work like that.
Right.
I don't know if they could have thought that with the injuries, but I hear you. I mean, Durant was hurt for how many games he missed? 30 games? I mean, they were missing Joe Harris. I don't know how you could look. I think it was a foregone conclusion where you didn't have your Kyrie play 29 games. You know, there's just a lot of missing pieces.
And I think that this season coming up, to piggyback off you're saying, I think this is where you show it. And I also think this. I also think that people in the region would not be so tied to Kyrie if he wasn't a local product. If it was anybody else, I think people would care less. This is a guy who grew up watching the kid Aaron Nets go toe-to-toe in the finals and come up short. This is a guy who his dad is from the Mitchell houses. His godfather is Rod Strickland. He knows New York through and through, as well as New Jersey. And the Nets, since 67, has had an identity crisis from Long Island to New Jersey to Brooklyn.
Let me ask you this, Brandon, before you go.
We got one minute.
Yeah. Kyrie, from everything I've heard, he loves being back home in the area. He loves having his father and his sisters at the games at home. How much of that, I mean, with that being the case, obviously he grew up as a Nets fan as well. It seemed like the thought of leaving that and leaving $30 million on the table, it just seemed like always that it was like he's not leaving because he's happy to be at home. Is that, how much of a factor was that?
That's factual, and that even goes back to my reporting back in December about the mandate. He's also a father again. And so to pick up and leave and kind of mess up routine or change routine, that's a lot. And so I think that that's part of it. He also left $14 million on the table. Man, at some point, I don't care. I'm not trying to leave a dollar on the table. If I am, I try to find a way to make it work.
All right, that's our man, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. Great stuff, brother. We'll have
appreciate
you on again.
It. Yes,
keep
sir.
Up the great work.
Thank y'all. I appreciate you.
All right, man. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Rob, let's end the show with this. We talked earlier about Deshaun Watson. It's definitely looking like he's going to miss the entire season. The league is talking about handing down an indefinite suspension, which probably they want at least a year. So that you know, they'll compromise.
Could it be two, like
season.
Trevor Bauer, Chris? Could
two
it be?
Seasons. God,
man.
No,
you're right.
Honest,
you know what? You're probably right because you already missed one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be two in a row. No, because he missed one already.
Yeah, I definitely don't see that. But
no, I don't mean.
He missed last year already. But here's the question, Rob. All right, the Browns going to need a quarterback.
No.
All right, here's the deal. We just talked all show about Kyrie Irving humbling himself. Right? I mean, it's right now, Kyrie looks like his bluff was called and he buckled. All right? In other words, as I said, he was humbled. Baker Mayfield, here, I'm going to say this. Baker Mayfield should play this year for the Browns. A few reasons why. One, Rob, he's owed what? Almost $19 million. If he doesn't show up for training camp and they don't excuse him, they're expecting him to be there, he doesn't get that money. So that's number one, okay? Number two, Baker Mayfield needs to impress the league. I know some, you know, nobody wants to trade for him, and I get it. Carolina, Seattle, they do think he's a good quarterback. They love to give him a try. They're just like, we're not going to trade for him because we think we can get him when you release him. But that notwithstanding, Rob, Baker Mayfield still needs to raise his value on the market. And to me, the best way to do that is to play great in Cleveland. Here's why. Carolina doesn't really have a very good team. Seattle doesn't really have a very good team. Cleveland does. If Baker Mayfield is healthy and plays, just say he plays just as well as he did 2 years ago, they could make the playoffs. And if Baker Mayfield leads the Browns to the playoffs, he's going to be a hot commodity on the market as a free agent. And so to me, he has a better chance of succeeding in Cleveland than he does Carolina or Seattle. I get it. They dogged him, and I understand if he's upset about it. But right now, he can use – I'm not saying he has to be all lovey-dovey with the Browns again. But I believe it would behoove him to go out there and just play well for the sake of his own individual career. And Rob, people also sometimes have questions about his attitude. What better way to show that you've matured than to be able to say, you know what, this is a business. I'm going to do my thing. I'm not worried about what's happened in the past. So I think that's what
I totally disagree. And I don't think anybody, even other teams, would be mad at him after what went down and just the way it was handled and the whole situation. Chris, you're living it. And that I hear what you're saying, but what they did to him and now they want him to bail them
he's
out.
He's not bailing them out.
He is.
He's bailing himself out.
No, because they signed a quarterback who's not going to play. And
yeah,
they knew
but
that.
How great's his market?
I'm talking
about for him.
No, his
right
market
now,
is fine once he gets
no,
released.
It's not fine.
Once he gets released, market is fine.
Even so, it's two teams that are looking at him.
He'll be playing.
Being a bad if he plays poorly next year,
he'll never take a snap for the Cleveland Browns.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.